Welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max, and the Wu-Tang Clan ain't as Scottish as they sound.
They don't even sound Scottish.
They're a clan. Scots have clans.
Scots do have clans.
Yeah.
What clan was William Wallace part of?
The Wallace Clan? I don't know.
I mean, all he wanted is freedom!
Freedom! Yeah.
Anyway, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
If you want anything with our sponsors, go to our website, shaneandishow.com. We have all of our list of sponsors on there.
Do that shit.
And if you sign up at our website, give us your email address. I don't look at it. Nobody looks at it. It just pumps out these. When these episodes come out, you get them right away. You don't got to go and hunt them down.
Come on, folks. Get pumped.
They go right to your inbox at shaneandishow.com.
We'll pump some shit right off into you.
We'll pump some shit right into you. So, yeah, man. Interesting. I got nothing today, dude.
You got nothing today?
I got nothing today. I had some stuff I wanted to talk about, and then I'm like, I forgot. And you know what? This is a podcast about nothing.
Well, so. Hey, congratulations. All right, the end.
Yeah, this is the episode. It's a five-minute episode.
I'm just kidding. I watched a cool movie today.
What'd you watch?
I watched a movie called The Death of Stalin. Came out in 2017. Stars Steve Buscemi and a bunch of other actors who I recognized but couldn't name.
But Steve Buscemi's always good.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, he's always... I can't think of a bad Steve Buscemi role.
Yeah, and at first I didn't recognize him until he started talking, and then I'm like, then that's Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. You always recognize him because of the way he talks.
Very, very...
So it was good? It's worth watching?
Oh, it's totally worth watching.
What is it, a comedy or...
It's a comedy. The premise is it's all the muckety-mucks in the Soviet Union, like Stalin's top dudes back in the 50s. And then
oh, I saw a preview of that.
Yeah, and then Stalin croaks, and it's all them dealing with, like, oh, fuck, Stalin's dead. Now we got to deal with this.
Yeah.
And it's really fucking funny.
I saw a preview of that a long time ago.
Yeah, well, you know, it came out like 7 years, eight years ago. So, yeah.
Yeah, another one of those movies that, like, did better on streaming than it did in the theater, I guess.
Yeah, well, I streamed it.
Yeah, I probably will eventually, too.
Yeah.
Probably will eventually, too.
Yeah, it's on Hulu right now, so there's my plug for Hulu. Hulu, pay us.
Dude, I use Hulu all the time.
Wouldn't it be great if Hulu would actually pay us every time we referenced Hulu?
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
They'd probably pay bank, too.
Like, if I could just say brought to you by Carl's Jr. and get some money from Carl's Jr.
Brought to you by Midol.
Yeah, I'd do that all the fucking time.
But we're not a big superstar podcast.
No, we're not Joe Rogan.
It's weird to me that podcasts, there's some podcasts that get sponsorships right away.
Yeah.
And they do like 10 episodes and then they're done.
Yeah.
Like, we've been around for a while.
We have.
We've been in the muck of podcasting for a while.
Yeah, but we never got like the giant following that Serial got, right?
Yeah, but Serial went downhill after like season 3.
Or they did. I didn't even know they made a third season.
Yeah, they did two more seasons.
All right.
It wasn't about the same guy. They tried
they couldn't because they pretty comprehensively did that guy in the first season.
Yeah. And then that guy got released a couple years after the podcast.
Yep. Then he ate somebody.
Did he hear about that? No. Did he eat somebody?
No, that was a lie, but you believed it.
Dude, you can make up all kinds of shit.
You really can't. On podcasts, who the fuck is there to say you're wrong?
They're like, that guy just said he ate somebody.
Yeah.
Did he eat somebody? Did he? Next thing you know, people are trying to find out if the guy... I don't even remember that guy's name.
Something. And prove to me that he didn't eat somebody.
After he got out of prison.
It can't be why he was in prison. He might have done something while he was in prison, but they probably wouldn't have let him out if he ate somebody in prison.
And they probably wouldn't have done a whole podcast 12 episode thing on him.
Well, he ate the person after the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. After he got released out of jail.
Yeah.
He was back in society.
He was back in society, and he got an appetite
for human flesh.
For a while his cellmate was Dahmer.
And, there is that actor,
and Dahmer, you know, was like a real gourmet, and the way he talked about really it just sounded so delicious
that he just was like, you know what, yeah, and we're just making this shit up right now.
Yeah,
There was that guy, though, that he got in trouble for saying something about eating people. Who was it? He was like a big actor for like a minute. He was
Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to make a comeback.
Oh, good for him.
Like he's hoping people will forgive him.
That, you know, this whole Armie Hammer thing was really weird because he's a guy who had a couple of weird kinks.
Right.
But I, to my knowledge, he never like hurt any, you know, he wasn't a serial rapist like Bill Cosby or anything.
Right.
But he had some kinks that made people go, ew.
Was one of them eating people or
yeah,
was I think, it?
Yeah. One of them was eating people. He never actually ate people.
He just said in like an interview, like, I don't think eating somebody would be bad or something like that.
I think a girl.
Or did he like tweet something?
Nah, I think a girlfriend like gave an interview about some weird kinks he had or something. And everybody was like, well, we don't like your kinks, so you're out, buddy.
But that was back when everybody was canceling you for like nothing.
Yeah, people were getting canceled for the craziest shit.
Like if you did something 5 years ago, people were trying to cancel you.
Yeah.
Like if you said something on Twitter like 5 years ago that was just like you said you were like trying to be funny and it came out
weird.
Like weird. And yeah. People were like, oh, he said this 5 years ago. Do you see this tweet from 5 years ago?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, 5 years is a long fucking time to change.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Why?
Not even that. But like people were getting straight up canceled and vilified for doing shit that was genuinely, and I stand by, I mean, some of those people did some bad stuff.
Right.
But some people were canceled and vilified, like reviled, had their whole lives ruined for doing shit that was honestly, there was nothing wrong with what they did.
Right.
Like objectively, they didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, and it was
right?
just like, it was like for having crazy kinks or saying that you had a crazy kink on Twitter and it was just like, oh my God, you have a crazy kink?
Yeah.
That's just horrible. You should be canceled.
Yeah. Or like riffing on a podcast, trying to come up with something funny and then being like, oh, that was in poor taste. My bad.
Yeah.
But nope. Forever after.
Forever after. Yep. Forever after. You're that guy that said that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird thing about that. I want to know. This is the thing that I've always thought of about canceling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or cancel culture. Because I just thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody had too much time on their hands. I don't know if it was like, because it started around like, what, 2020, end of 2020, 2021, around there?
Oh, cancel culture is it's way older than that. But starting around 2017, it went really off the rails. And that accelerated through 2020.
Right.
And then...
So do you think it was just some guy sitting at his computer being like, just feeling all like rejected from the world. And he like sees some tweet on the internet. He's like, that guy shouldn't be allowed to say that.
In fact, I do think that was the crux of the problem.
Right.
Was a bunch of people who felt powerless in their own lives, but who had a platform on social media.
Right.
And they thought, oh, look at me. I can exercise some power by canceling the rich and famous for some shit. And they spent their days just digging through shit, trying to get people canceled because that was their way of gaining social prestige or whatever.
It's a weird world we live in.
It is a weird world we live in. But now I think it's gotten to a point where people are no longer as... It happened and people like our culture went crazy with canceling right. people for all sorts of shit.
I canceled Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, yeah.
What did she do?
I think she said something like pro MAGA.
Oh, well, yeah. Cancel her.
Yeah. Which is crazy because I think she also once like ran for president on the Peace and Freedom Party.
She ran for governor.
Did she?
He ran for governor of California back in the day when like Arnold ran and the kid from Different Strokes ran. I think Roseanne ran.
She's really, you know, but here's the thing. She got canceled for saying some, as I recall, you know, I don't recall the details. And if I speak out of turn here, I'm going to get canceled.
Yeah, we don't want
but
that
But I
happen.
Don't think she, I don't think she was like, hey, everybody, Heil Hitler. We got to exterminate some
right,
folks.
Not like Elon did.
Yeah, even he didn't really do that. The only reason he didn't get... Oh, no, Elon got canceled really hard, actually. He just owns his own... He owns Twitter, so there's only so much you can cancel the guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird world. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this stuff the other day because we're the same age.
Uh-huh.
I am so glad I grew up in a world where there wasn't an internet, because I did some crazy shit pre-internet days.
Me too.
And if there was an internet around when I was doing all my crazy shit, like, I'd be canceled for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like a done deal.
I grew up at a time when, like, there was an internet, but it was early internet days.
It was like the 1950s internet.
Well, yeah. Like, I had a Facebook account back when you needed a .edu email address to sign up for Facebook. Right. But fucking, even back then, they were like, hey, guys, shit you put online, it stays with you forever and all that. And I'm like, yeah. But everybody knew that everybody's done some stupid shit that's ended up on the internet.
Yeah.
And everybody understood that that is forgivable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's the internet. It's not like who you are as a person.
Everybody understood, hey, guys, we've all made a couple of mistakes out there. It's lurking somewhere out there. And right. we all have a common understanding, whoever you are, that there's a bit of forgiveness built into the system. And then this started earlier than this, but like in 2016, 2017, people were like, we don't like the forgiveness in the system.
Yeah, it's evil.
Yeah. And so a bunch
shouldn't be allowed to say that stuff.
And so a bunch of, and I'm going to say some cancel worthy shit right now, but just bear with me. And I'm speaking figuratively, but
okay, we're going to give you a warning.
Yeah. I'm speaking figuratively, but a bunch of limp dick beta cuck fucks who had nothing going for them but a social media presence,
right,
decided that they could exercise power in the world by digging through shit and getting people canceled.
And so it was weird that, like I remember there was one guy that got canceled for stuff he did like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember who it was.
There was a bunch of folks.
Like, and it was that. Dude. Yeah, you say some stupid shit on the internet.
Yeah, fucking Shane Gillis got canceled for like an old bit he did on a single podcast once back in the day.
Right, that guy's funny.
Yeah, he is pretty funny. I think he did like a China voice or something.
Right,
you know, which is like, ooh, shouldn't have done that. But right. Also, you know, anyway, I think he came out on top of that. He was one of the folks who who got canceled and came out.
Yeah, all kinds of comedians that got canceled. Tons I remember of
comedians got canceled. And then
Andrew Schultz got canceled at one point.
Yeah.
And that guy's fucking hilarious.
I don't remember all of the who, but I do know a lot, comedy took a big downhill turn because people were afraid to fucking experiment and be a little bit edgy.
Yeah.
Because they were afraid of getting canceled.
Yeah.
Which fucking sucks.
You should be a comedy. That's what makes comedy funny. Yeah. Is making fun of things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you do your,
and you're gonna say some offensive shit. You're going to say some shit you're going to regret, but
dude, you want to talk about somebody like go look at Eddie Murphy's early comedy stuff, dude. He was not, he just went off on people.
Yeah.
Like his stand-up routine, he had two.
Look at any stand-up routine from the 90s.
Yeah.
That shit is cancel-worthy.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's hilarious.
Yeah. All that said, cancel culture got fucking crazy, man. It was really, I'm going to swing back here. So like a big part of the movie, The Death of Stalin,
mm-hmm.
was like, everybody was like way deep in Stalin's reign of terror.
Right.
Which is like, if you say the wrong thing or even just imply the wrong thing, you could get fucking arrested and shot and whatever.
Right.
And cancel culture is very fucking similar.
Right.
They will take anything in or out of context to vilify and try to character assassinate a person.
Yeah. It's
just not
cool.
These culture warriors who, you know, all these culture warriors, fuck you, man. You're not helping. Oh, you're not helping. And now people are, look, I'm not going to stand up for Charlie Kirk, but we shouldn't be just shooting people because we don't like the shit they say. Right.
That's the one thing I didn't think we were going to talk about.
But. Well, there it is. And I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, again, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to stand up for the guy, but we shouldn't kill people because we dislike the shit they say, right?
It goes back to my point I made a lot on this podcast is like, back in the day, you could have an argument with somebody and have different beliefs and still be friends.
Yeah. And you didn't have to.
And you didn't have to shoot them.
Yeah. And you didn't, you didn't have to fear for your career or your life or your livelihood or any of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and in my opinion, a lot of cancel culture is they don't agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, you could disagree with somebody. It's okay to disagree with somebody. I have friends that I disagree with. We don't fall the same way politically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we're still friends.
We're still friends.
And yeah. I don't go try to shoot my friends.
Right.
Like, we got, I mean, come on, people.
Yeah. But I think if you just spend too much time on social media, just listening to the fucking histrionics and shit, you'll start to think, oh my God, this guy said an offensive thing and that means he deserves to die.
Yeah.
The words coming out of his mouth are a threat to the world. No, they're
like,
not.
Like, I didn't agree with anything that guy said. Anything. But he doesn't deserve to get shot.
I'm sure he said one or two things that I could find that I agreed with. But I honestly know very little about Charlie.
Yeah, Cook. So do I. But I mean, looking at his stuff, like what he was, I saw some interviews with him and I was just like, yeah, I don't agree with what he's saying, but he doesn't deserve what he got.
No.
Like, it's just, as a human being, we shouldn't be shooting people.
We shouldn't be murdering people for their speech. Yeah.
We have freedom of speech. It's okay.
We do.
Right. The other one that's killing me right now is I'm seeing all this shit on social media about how the government's just in chaos right now and it's never been like that. And if you really go back through history, right,
mm-hmm.
we're not the fucking only people that have gone through a government system like this that's going on right now.
No,
right,
not at all.
You could go all the way back to like what's that guy, Socrates?
Socrates.
I was thinking Bill and Ted. That's how he reminds me of his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Socrates.
Yeah.
Anyway, Socrates, he was not in a peaceful governing time when he was coming out with his philosophies and shit.
No, they were doing a lot of political murder back then.
Yeah, they were.
If they didn't like shit you would say, and ultimately they didn't like shit he said.
Right.
And so they exiled him, and he chose to kill himself instead of accept exile.
Right. But we're not the first human beings to go through fucking a harsh government.
No, we're not.
And people are acting like we are.
Yeah. People who don't like Donald Trump think that we're suddenly in a fascist dictatorship.
Yeah.
Or some shit, and they really need to look at what fascist dictatorships actually look like.
Yeah.
The people who didn't like Joe Biden thought we were suddenly in a socialist dictatorship, and they really need to look at like what socialist dictatorships actually look like.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
By the way, fascist and socialist dictatorships, shockingly similar.
Yeah.
And neither of them look very much like this country at all.
Right. But it's like, there's one extreme or the other extreme, it seems, and there's no like middle ground. You can't be in the middle. You can't be like, I don't really care.
I know, which is crazy because I'm like, and here, I'm going to let my freak flag wave a little bit. Though I don't think what I'm going to say is actually that controversial.
Right.
Because I think everybody agrees with this. Not everybody, but a lot of people agree with this.
Right.
We have the fucking oligarchs taking shit over while we bicker about little ultimately inconsequential cultural issues and the oligarchy's taking over and fucking us all in the ass while we're saying, oh, Charlie Kirk said this about guns and then AOC said that about fucking whatever.
Yeah.
But we're all yelling at each other while we're literally being strapped over a barrel and having giant donkey cocks shoved up our ass. And we're like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. And I blame you, pointing at each other. Right.
We're not pointing at the source.
We're not the ones with the donkey dicks fucking each other. Right. we're getting fucked by the same donkey dicks blaming each other for it. It's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's crazy. And there's no, like I said, there's no middle ground. Like if you're just somebody like me, like I'm pretty much, I don't lean on one side. I'm not fucking extreme over here and I'm not extreme over there, right? Yeah. I'm just kind of down the middle and I'm kind of, I go with what I think is true and I don't fucking make a big deal about politics, right?
Right.
But what we're dealing with right now is everybody's one way or another.
Yeah.
Like there's no, and you're right. The government's pulling the string. We're going to get all into government conspiracies.
We are. So we should. We are. I'm about to start talking about BlackRock buying up every little mom and pop business. and they're doing that so that they can stick their shaft an inch further into each of us, right?
While we're bickering with each other.
While we're bickering with each other over the wording of
a tweet.
Of a tweet. Yeah. And about what the wording of the tweet meant. And nobody's even asking the person who tweeted the tweet. They're just saying, oh, I think it means this. Oh, I think it means that. Well, fuck you. You should be murdered.
You should be murdered. And fascists.
And the whole, and then BlackRock is buying your local grocery store so they can shove another inch of cock up you. Those.
Meanwhile, while we're all bickering,
yeah,
we have this whole thing going on of rezoning. So one party can have more votes than the other party.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, by the way, so, oh God, this thing is so fucking crazy.
Isn't it?
So at any given moment, whichever party it has the majority in the House of Representatives is marginally consequential to the long-term future of America.
Yeah.
You know what is not marginally consequential? You know what is hugely consequential?
The zoning.
Is shit getting gerrymandered so that there's no actual competition in elections.
Yeah.
So that way, the fucking oligarchs who I was talking about can pick who runs. And whoever runs is whoever's going to win. We won't even be picking who's fucking making the laws anymore.
Cause we're too busy bickering with each other.
Cause we're too busy bickering with each other over red and blue.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody's paying it. And they're not paying attention to the bigger picture of what's going on.
Yeah. And Gavin Newsom, by the way, knows all this shit,
yeah.
But he really, really wants to be president. And this he thinks is a good look for him. Oh, the motherfucker.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. It's a weird fucking time.
It is a weird fucking time. And
maybe we need to do an episode like this. Maybe
maybe we do.
Maybe people need to understand that you got to stop bickering with each other and pay attention to the bigger picture.
Pay attention to the bigger picture.
It's not, at this point, it's not right or left. It's not red or blue. It's fucking, we got to come together.
We got to come together. It's about, Democrats and Republicans, the people, not necessarily the folks in charge, but like right. The people all agree on like a certain bulk of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And these things that we all agree on are all getting whittled away and eroded while we argue about the fucking shit on the these cultural issues, which, by the way, should not be a topic for government anyway.
Right.
That's my little libertarian thing in there.
Yeah.
But if you wanna have a cultural battle, leave the fucking government out of it.
Yeah. Strange times indeed.
Yeah. Nobody wants the government telling them how to live.
Yeah.
See, now I'm really getting that way. But seriously.
Yeah, it's one of those things where,
like, if you want fewer guns, don't make guns illegal. Tell people that guns are dangerous.
Yeah, fewer guns.
Yeah, if you want fewer, I don't know. I don't even know. I'm really. I also just had my first energy drink of the day.
We're getting worked up now. Let's change the topic, huh?
Please.
At the end of the episode. So, I just had the experience of having my dog be sick.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, she had bronchitis.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, we nursed her back to health, right? Mm-hmm. She's good, doing good now. But the weird part was, dude, I'll tell you the weird part about it was the shits she had.
The shits.
The shits, yeah, she
sick,
had.
Sick dogs get the shits.
Oh my God. It was like, dude, I've never seen her. I've never seen her stay out back for more than like 5 minutes to poop.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be out there for like 10 minutes and it'd just be this like, it'd just be like this just river of dog poop.
Just a trail of Hershey syrup. Just a trail of
dog poop. Hey, poor dog. And it was just like, oh man. I don't want to make it a bummer because she's doing good now, but there were some funny things that went on during that were kind of like, that's actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
She would go out for a walk, and part of the deal with getting over the bronchitis was get her out on little walks to help her hack out the lung stuff.
Absolutely.
And so I'd get her out on these little walks and we'd be walking and she'd be hacking,
mm-hmm.
she'd be hacking. And people would walk by and be like, is she okay? Does she need water? And I'm like, no, she's been sick. And they're like, oh my gosh, she shouldn't be outside. And I'm like, no, this is what the vet told us to. And I have to explain myself why I'm walking my dog.
Everybody thinks they know what's best for your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, it's cool. She's got to hack the shit out just like you do when you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way we were told to do it.
Dude, I know when I'm getting over like a respiratory thing, like after I'm over the worst of it, nothing helps me clear that shit out like a fucking brisk walk and getting my lungs working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was just funny. And then she wouldn't eat. And I was like, fuck, she's not eating. So I had to get on the internet. The internet's good for this.
It is.
I had to get on the internet. I'm like, what do pit bulls, should I feed a pit bull with an upset stomach? And I was like, feed her boiled chicken and rice.
Dude, not grilled onions and grape juice.
No. I started feeding her boiled chicken and rice, dude.
Yep.
Within 3 days. 3 days, she was like back to normal.
That's a fucking delightful feast for a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And now I gotta wean her off and I'll throw some kibble in her bowl.
Yeah.
And she'll just stare at it.
She'll fucking eat around it.
And here's the funny thing is when I was giving her a medication,
mm-hmm.
I had to put it in a little syringe and then stick it in her mouth so she would take it
because mm-hmm.
she wouldn't take it otherwise. Like we couldn't mix it in her food or anything like that because she wouldn't take it. And so I'd get the syringe out and I would fucking, and not like a needle or anything, but it was just an empty syringe, you know what I mean? Without the needle. And mix up her medication. I'd put it in the syringe and I'd open her mouth and I'd shoot it in the back of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the look she would give me, dude.
Yeah.
Like after I was done, like she would give me the dirtiest fight. And I swear to God, she would give me the dirtiest look.
You're shooting some nasty, bitter shit on the back of her tongue. Yeah.
And she just gave me this fucking, she just shoot me this look that was just like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Look, you ever, some girls, you know how some girl or some people, when they're giving you a beej, they like a heads up before you bust.
Yeah.
You know? But sometimes you're like really in the moment and you forget to give them the heads up.
Yeah.
Is that the look?
Yeah. That's the look.
I think they're having a similar experience, right? They're like, I did not want that.
Yeah. She was just like, and then it'd take me like 5 minutes afterwards and I have to be like super nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd give her a little treat and she wouldn't take the treat from me. She'd just keep giving me the evil eye.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, it's okay, it's over. And she just keep giving it like for this one on. And I did the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, the look was just like, this, you need to stop this.
Yeah.
You just need to stop at this point.
Yeah.
And the next day I came downstairs after giving her last treatment and I got her food ready. And she was looking at me, giving me the stink eye, mm-hmm. thinking I was going to give her another shot. And I was like, no, we're done. We're cool. And I made you something good.
Mm-hmm.
And we were cool after that.
Good.
And then I was doing some research. So I got into this big research about dogs, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I was just doing all the, I was digging into what to feed her and all of a sudden. And then I found out, you know how long 8 hours is to a dog?
How long is 8 hours to a dog?
56 hours.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Are you just doing the times seven thing?
No, internet, Google that shit.
All right.
How long is time 8 hours to a dog? It'll come up 56 hours. That's like a week, dude. Almost 2 weeks. Like you leave your dog alone for 8 hours. To them, that's like two fucking weeks.
Yeah. 56 hours, by the way, just for what it's worth, is a little under 2.5 days.
Still, it's a long fucking time.
It is a long fucking time. Yeah.
For a dog to be left alone.
For a dog to be left alone. Yes.
Right. I found that fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I found other weird facts about dogs fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're like you could leave and 5 minutes later, I thought after giving her the pills for sure that this would work, right? Because they have a short memory span.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just leave for like 10 minutes and I'll come back and she'll be cool.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh no, they can hold a grudge.
She held a grudge.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, you.
Yeah, a dog can hold a grudge. It's like, that's the dude that squirted the nasty shit in the fucking back of my throat. I didn't want that. Yeah. You're supposed to give me a heads up.
It was just funny. I'm glad she's getting better. She's doing fine now. But it just those little funny things while she was sick, it cracked me up. It's a little change in pace of the podcast.
Yes.
Changing the topic.
Yes.
Here's another thing I don't understand. The thing that gets me. It just gets me, man. If you're a person with a pet, why the fuck do you abuse them?
Oh, some people suck.
Dude, you decided to have a pet.
Yeah.
You decided to have a dog.
Yeah.
And because you can't train that fucking dog and it barks all the time, you fucking beat it. You are not a good person.
No. No, some people suck.
Dude, it's just it boggles my mind and it's the worst thing. You want to get me worked up?
Mm-hmm.
Abusing animals gets me worked up.
Yeah.
Any animal, they don't deserve it. You know, I don't like cats, but you don't see me walking around throwing cats in the street or nothing. Right? I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't go around killing cats or slapping cats around.
Some people are content to abuse animals. And some people suck.
Yeah, it's just not cool, dude.
It's not. I think that's something we can all agree on.
Yeah.
Abusing animals isn't cool. The crazy thing is people get more upset about that than abusing people.
And another thing we shouldn't do.
And you would think that it would be easier to empathize with people than with dogs.
Yeah.
But there's something about dogs, man.
Yeah. With people, it's usually like, why didn't you just get out of that relationship or whatever? And it's like,
right. And a dog can't just get out of that.
Yeah, a dog can't. Yeah. And with people, it's like, sometimes people can't get out of that relationship because it's the only thing they know. You know what I mean? It's the only, that's all I know.
People get gaslit and manipulated into sticking around with shit.
So I just think abuse in general is just fucking, it just boggles my mind.
I agree.
I mean, it just, like, especially with people, it's like, you pick to be with that person in sickness and in health, right?
Well, if you're married, sure.
Well, if you're married, yeah. And that's what I'm assuming, right? In sickness and in health, you agreed to be with that person. You loved that person at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So why abuse them?
As some folks suck.
If you don't like their relationship, you can leave. You're an adult.
Yeah.
If you're the abuser, you can leave.
Yeah.
You don't have to have, try to have control.
Yeah. But some people suck.
Yeah, some people suck. Anyway, yeah. I think that's going to do it.
Me
it's
too.
A little serious tone of an episode.
It started light. It got heavy. It got lighter again, sort of. And then it ended pretty dark.
We'll be back with something funny. Yeah, I promise.
I hope.
If you listen to the whole thing, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Leave us a review somewhere. If you don't like our little ramblings about politics or whatever, leave us a review anyway.
Yeah.
And hopefully next time you hear us, it'll be a funny episode.
Hopefully.
There's just so much going on in the world right now.
It's crazy. People killing each other over fucking words and shit.
And you can't ignore it. And we couldn't ignore it. So this is the only episode you ever hear of like this with us.
Yeah.
And I won't delete this one.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
Until next time.
Yep.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.